This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Iron and Wine. This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome today Sam Beam, otherwise known as Iron and Wine. Great to see you.
Hey, John. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for making time to talk shop with us here on Musicians Spotlight. Ironandwine.com is the name of the website where folks can go to and find out more about what Sam's doing. And there's all kinds of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it's a busy year.
Very prolific artist, that's for sure. We're going to talk about a couple of your recording projects coming up. Before we dig in, one of the things I forgot to ask beforehand, where are you from originally? I'm trying to remember.
I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the East Coast.
Oh, all right.
Right in the middle. College town. State government town.
Yeah.
Not much else.
Do you get back there very much?
I don't. My family has moved away from there, so I don't go there very often. My sister lives in Georgia, so we go there to visit. And I don't live terribly far. We live in Chapel Hill, Durham area.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So not too far.
That's a nice area. I've been down there myself, for
it's
sure.
It's pretty green.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Well, your music, of course, is going to be very familiar to our listeners, I'm sure. And you've been recording under the name Iron and Wine for like at least a decade or so.
Yeah,
right?
I think the first record was in 2001, 2002.
Oh, okay.
So it's been about 15 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So old. It seems like a blink of an eye, you know, it seems like just yesterday. But then you think there are bands that don't last, you know, the Beatles' career wasn't that long.
I know.
It is bizarre to think like how much evolution took place in that 10 years.
I know. I confess, I am really interested in this concept of performing under the name of Iron and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned also, I've talked to people who are huge supporters of your music, huge fans. Mm-hmm. And they didn't realize what that concept was.
Right.
And I know you must get asked this a million times, but if you don't mind, talk a little bit about that decision, because I think it's a very interesting decision in terms of how you then can put yourself out creatively.
Sure. It wasn't really a calculated thing. I just thought I came across the phrase, and I just thought it was an interesting. Just a strange combination of words, but also an interesting way to describe what I was trying to achieve with the music, you know, in a broad kind of way. And I had also, you know, thought about making it into a band. You know, I thought I liked teams. I just turned, you know, over the years, I've liked to change teams a lot. It's also, you know, when you look at the marquee and you see like a bunch of names, you're just like, some of them pop out and some of them, but more often than not, you'll remember a band name, or I'm more interested in band name, because there's sort of a handshake, you know, this opening handshake with you and the music. And I just thought, to be honest, I just thought Iron and Wine was more interesting on the marquee than Sam Beam. but it was all those things tied together. But yeah, I have enjoyed some of the ambiguousness of that comes with it. You know, like people will say, what I think it makes them think about the music first rather than the cult of personality.
Very interesting.
Which I find more interesting. And it's also nice to be able to walk down a street and not be recognized sometimes.
Well,
that's hard too.
Yeah. You know, a natural question then is, do you find that that helps the creative process for you, you know, to not be, because I've thought about this a lot, because there are, obviously there's other musicians that have done this.
Lots.
And there is something, you know, when you put yourself out there, you're putting yourself, it's your name, it's your image, you know, and it can be a daunting thing from what I understand from other musicians.
I think so. I mean, even if you're fine with being exposed in that way, it's a, it becomes a question of how long you can maintain it in an interesting way. I mean, I think we're all pretty complex, and so there's lots of things to dive into at different points of your career.
Did I read in an interview, or maybe hear in an interview, that it initially was like something you came across in a store?
Yeah.
Or something?
I used to, in a former life, I was really involved in movie making, and we were working on a short film in this country store in South Georgia. And I ran across this stuff on the shelf called Beef, Iron, and Wine. It just sounds disgusting. But at the same time, what a weird combo of words, you know? For someone who just loves words, it was a real treat to find. It's a supplement of some kind that people used to take, like castor oil and stuff like that. It's like some kind of stuffed snake oil that people thought was good for them. Weed believes the garden. Sunday clothes don't fool me. The sky is full of our prayers. Prayer when you were making moonlight for more cops in Mobile. The night fell from their eyes, from their eyes. This is borrowed stone. I'd help you let your hair down, point to birds, then you'd say bang. Bang, the sun left every evening. Good grass was dying. You drew your dawn on the world, on the world. Tenderness to you was only talk about a bruise, or walking into water after dark. Your papa's stomach coming, blood knows when it's worth it. All you said like a song. Jesus left a best friend, mine says forget her. His field is waiting for wind, for the wind. Mobile had your moonlight, but that lying cook had candy. You let it blow your candle a bit. Ring a bell that's broken. That sound is loud inside us, flowing farther away, far away. Tenderness to you is only talk about a bruise, or walking into water after dark. Love can last a lifetime. This is Alabama. Any wheel is forgiving the road, the road. Now you're making music for beautiful people by the sea who don't need a song, need a song. Tenderness to you is only talk about a bruise. This is Alabama.
Sam, the term cinematic comes up quite a bit in in your bio and certainly in the description of your work. But this was a big part of your life, filmmaking and then painting as well. So I wanted to just kind of ask a little bit about that and, you know, how much a part of that, how much a part of your life that was in the past and how much it continues to be now.
Yeah.
The next question, of course, is how that can tie into, you know, composition of music.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the way I approach communicating. As a child, loved drawing and getting lost in those kinds of imagining. I went to school trying to be a painter and got sucked into photography and film just because it was such a fun, well, it still is, as I put it in the past. It's still, it's such a generous medium. It has like so many different things, the visual, the storytelling, the sounds and all these things. And just always enjoyed music at the same time as a hobby. But I think I'm kind of drawn to describe things more than explain things, just because that was how I like to communicate ever since I was a child. I like showing and letting people make their own connections and drawing meaning from those things. I think that's a lot more what life is like. And I approach the songs not so much like painting. I mean, I don't really have a discipline about it. Like, I can only describe things, you know, because thoughts and feelings and things come up in the songs. I mean, songs are so, they're so open. You can do anything. I mean, like poems, you can kind of write anything. They can skip around in time. You can do anything that you can imagine can work.
It's very interesting on a couple levels. One thing that comes to mind is just the concept of composition. You know, it seems like, in theory, you could transfer that from one thing to the other. If you understand how to compose things, how to compose a photograph, how to compose a scene, it seems like that there can be a parallel, you know, to that, with composing music and composing songs.
I think what's similar is the process, getting lost in the process, trusting your own trajectory in your process, you know, for better or for worse. Yeah. Because that's really your only duty, I think, as an artist, to get lost in your own process and enthusiasms. Say it's here where our pieces fall in place, and it rains softly, kisses us on the face. Anywhere it means we're running, we can sleep and see them coming. Where we drift and call it dreaming, we can weep and call it singing. Where we break, cause our hearts are strong enough, we can bow, cause our music's warmer than blood. Where we see enough to follow, we can hear when we are hollow. Where we keep the light we're given, we can lose and call it living. Where the sun isn't only sinking fast, every night knows how long it's supposed to last. Where the time of our lives is all we have, and we get a chance to say before we ease away, for all the love you've left behind, you can have mine. Say it's here where our pieces fall in place. We can fear, cause the feeling's fine to betray. Where our water isn't hidden, we can burn and be forgiven. Where our hands hurt from healing, we can laugh without a reason. Cause the sun isn't only sinking fast, and the moon and our bodies make shining glass, 'cause the time of our lives is all we have, and we get a chance to say before we ease away, for all the love you left behind, you can have mine.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Sam Beam, also known as Iron and Wine. Again, great to have you in the studio talking shop with
great
us here.
Great to be here, John. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. When you talked about the fact that you like to, rather than explain things, kind of show things to people, mm-hmm. it brings me to my next question, which is the composition of lyrics, because you're yeah. really expressive writer.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, to put it mildly, I guess the question then, to follow up what we were talking about composition, lyric writing. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit and trying to embrace that, because you are using words which are
yeah.
more concrete.
Yeah,
you know,
so fun. They're yeah. so fun. I treat them more like poems. I love Motown songs where the expression of this feeling is so specific and so direct. I don't seem to be able to do that and be satisfied with my own writing. I like it to have a couple other things going on, unfortunately, because I feel like I also ride this line where your brain can only accept so much information at a time. And I feel like that's one reason because that those songs are so successful, is that the message is simple and the music lifts it to this complicated, familiar, but also transcendent place.
Mm-hmm.
But mine, I like to dab a little bit and use associative language. I like to play with the contrast of associative language and then, in the next turn, very specific, direct language and see how that affects. I just like stuff that tickles my brain. I don't know. I don't really have a rule about it. Okay. I just sort of, they're all different. You know, you get into a song and you discover, not only do you discover the song's rules, because it'll tell you its rules as you go.
That's true. Yes.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And you're fighting against the rules that you think you understand. But it'll also teach you what you think or what you feel, like, because you're discovering as you go. I don't think any, I mean, maybe there, I can't say no one does, because I'm sure some people say, I have this thought that I want to express, and I'm going to do it with a song right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I feel, A, B, C, D, all these thoughts. I have nothing to say when I sit down and you're like, mumbling gibberish, and then all of a sudden a word will come out of the gibberish. Then you'll start rapping, building other words on top of those words, mm-hmm. and meaning starts to be created. And then you realize this is what I mean by just discovering it through the process of building these songs. And I find that kind of discovery endlessly interesting, because you never know what's around the corner. I don't know what I mean. And, I mean, it's fun to see other poets, you know, important poets like Auden, and them. It's fun to recognize something you discover in your own process as being true to people that you respect. You know, they don't know what they know what they feel on a day-to-day thing, but as far as like what they're going to sit down to write,
mm-hmm.
they're not writing speeches or theses, they're mm-hmm. writing poems.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really applicable for songwriting too, or at least it is for me.
Know this house that I called home, a gentle milk was happy just to flow. Know that a tomcat's took their licks in turn. Some branches fall to open arms, some paradises are a prayer to fall. Gods in the treetop making mockingbirds. If I could choose house was kind as every hiding place. Bones are the hardest offering to burn. That dog will bark though no one's there. This man went mad breaking his easy chair. Sing me the soft heart I've ever heard. It's only right how this trail goes cold, moonlight gliding through our empty clothes. Know I'm warm when a cloud rolls by, rolling right for sky. Bend and tell I break into. Call me a fool being green. In the knees of the world.
Sam, I wanted to ask you about Beast Epic.
Sure.
Let's talk about that a little bit. And I hate to read something back to you that you said, but for our listeners' sake, I just love this. In describing kind of the concept behind this recording, you're fascinated by the way time asserts itself on our bodies and our hearts, constantly approaching, leaving, or returning to something totally unexpected or startlingly familiar. This collection speaks to the beauty and pain of growing up after you've already grown up. For me, that experience has been more generous in its gifts and darker in its tragedies. Love that last line is like, man, that's very, very descriptive, very poetic.
Feel good, hit of the year. Those are my my specialties. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I like to have lots of fun, but when I sit down to write songs, it's the one moment where I feel like I need to say what's important to me or what I feel is celebrated as important that I disagree with, you know, these kinds of things. That part of, you know, the tragedies are just as important as the victories. And when I sit down to write, it's important to talk about both and how our walk through this life is a big mix of both and hopefully a good balance, but definitely both always present.
I love the concept of growing up after you've already grown up. You know, the continuing, which people
going,
don't talk about very much. You know, the continuation of maturity.
Yeah, I remember as a young man having this misconception that, you know, at some point I would walk through some kind of transom and there we would be, enlightened and just full, you know, I would have it all
fully
figured
formed.
Out. Yeah, the view on the other side of the hill would be much better from the side that I was on. But it turns out there's another hill and another hill and another hill. And you just keep going.
Well, I can't remember if this came from the same section of your bio, but life is a beautiful, horrible journey. Talk about that a little bit. I love this. It's so
I
true.
I just feel like, I feel like there's some truth to it. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we all try to be positive, but there's a lot of things. There's a reason why you have to try to be positive. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we can be a team about it. When we pretend that it's not there, we all pretend that we have to shoulder it all ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's when you get in trouble. I don't think I'm a therapist by any means. I'm just trying to, my job is to sit and think about my life and experiences and write music about it, put it to music. And so these are the things that I ponder.
She says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing her. Birds are leaving over autumn's ending. One night.
She says, if I leave before you, darling, don't you waste me in the ground. I lay smiling like a sleeping children. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open. Spread our ashes round the
Sam, we've been talking about all kinds of deep artistic,
deep.
Compositional, creative things here. What else is going on in your life? What are you doing for fun these days? What's going on?
Traveling's been great. Got a new band, which has been a lot of fun. A smaller, a commando assassin unit of jazz musicians and singers. It's really a fun group to play with. So we've been trying to be present, enjoy being on tour. Also doing a lot more painting, and that's been nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. IronandWine.com is the name of the website where you can find out what's going on in the world of Iron and Wine and Sam Beam. And as I said, there's lots of stuff to check out there on the website, and lots of stuff to check out in your world musically and otherwise. Thank you so much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, John. It's a real treat. Thank you.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Iron and Wine. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online through Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to Logjam Presents for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.